14. And while you're turning there, I want to thank Brother Dennis for letting me come and preach. I know Sia said it yesterday. It's a blessing to for Brother Dennis to let young preachers come and often and preach. I said it last time. I'm worried for him because he lets a lot of young preachers preach, and you never know what they're going to say. And that, you know, I don't blame him. But I'm going to start it off from reading verse number 1. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." You can park it right there and preach for about an hour. We're going to move on. And I'm going to skip down to verse number 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for all that you gave us. Thank you for letting us wake up this morning, Lord, in a free country, Lord. Lord, I thank you for letting us come here and be able to worship you freely, Lord. Lord, I pray you help me to say what you want me to say, but nothing you don't want me to, Lord. Lord, I pray you have your will and way throughout the day. In Jesus' name, amen. When I got saved, I thought it was going to be easy. Did y'all think that too? I thought it was going to be easy. I thought it was going to be smooth sailing from here on out. But I was wrong. God never promised us that it was going to be easy in this world. God never promised us we weren't going to go through some things. God never promised us that there's not going to be some bumps in the road. And I want to tell you today that through those bumps, through those storms, through those valleys, walking up that mountain, we've got to find some peace. I want to preach a message today on how to get a little peace. I want to preach a message on how to get a little peace. In order to get peace, number one, you have to know what it is. Webster described it as this: a state of quiet or tranquility, freedom from disturbance or agitation. Peace is when you get in the middle of a storm, when you get in the middle of a battle and you need the time to lay down and say, "I need a break. I need to go and I need to run up next to somebody. I need some time away from the battle. I need to get with myself and God, and I need to find Him. And I need to figure some things out." You've got to have some peace in your life. There's no way you can make it without peace. Number one, how do I get a little peace? Number one, you got to run to His presence. In Luke chapter number 8, I'm going to turn there. In Luke chapter number 8, in verse number 22, he says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into his ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with the water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm." You see, they came to him to get some peace. If you look over, and you can look over in Matthew chapter number 9, verse number 20, a woman with the issue of blood, she came to him to get some peace. Matthew chapter number 14, verse number 29, Peter was in the storm, and he got out of the boat and came to Jesus to get some peace. In order to get peace in your life, you've got to get closer to Jesus. In order to get peace in your life, in order to in the middle of the storm, in order to put everything else aside, you've got to get your eyes on Him and get to Jesus for the storm to stop. You say, why did they go to Jesus? Why didn't they just go to their mama like I always do? Why didn't they just go to their friends like I always do? Why didn't they just go to their preacher like I always do? Because there's a difference in the peace. Verse number 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." I'm reminded as when I was a little kid, I was really scared of the dark. I'm still scared of the dark, but I'm older now, so I don't really tell people that. They make fun of me for it. But I was really scared of the dark, and I remember when I would get up in the bed and I'd run to my mama's bedside. I'd run to my mama and I'd say, "Mama, I'm scared of the dark." I remember she'd pat me on the back and said, "It's okay, go back to bed." And I'd go back to bed and I'd get back in my covers, and it still wouldn't be the same. But I remember when I'd take off my covers and I'd run to my dad's bedside, it was completely different. There was a different kind of peace. You say, what do you mean? My mom couldn't give me the peace that my dad could give me. My mom couldn't give me the peace that a man could give me. When my dad would wrap his arms around me, bless God, it felt like I was in the hands of Superman. It felt like nothing could stop, nothing could get to me because I was with my father. Nothing can get to me because I was in his arms. In order to get some peace in your life, you've got to get to Jesus. Number one, you got to get to Jesus. You got to run to his presence. Number two, you got to remember his promise. In John chapter number 14, verse number 16, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. In John 14, 18, he says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Matthew 28, 20, I am with you always. Remember his promise. Run to him. And when you get to him, when he wraps his arms around you, bask in his glory and remember his promise. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And one thing I figured out about the Bible is if God said it, it happens. If God says it, it's going to come true. Everything that God has ever said or has come true, and everything he has said will come true. Amen. You've got to remember his promise. God never promised us an easy life. I said that before. He never promised us an easy life. You've been through some stuff, haven't you, Brother Dennis? You've been through some stuff, haven't you, Brother Dale? It's been rough sometimes. Has it ever got to where you couldn't see the other side? Has it got to where the clouds got so thick you couldn't see what you were going for? Has it got to where you started thinking, maybe I've done something, maybe I've done too much, maybe I need to take a step back from this Jesus thing because it's getting rough out here. The storm is getting real high. The waves are coming in my boat, and I don't know how much more water the boat can take. He never promised you it wouldn't be like that. He never promised you that it wouldn't get rough. But what he did promise is he'd be with us through it all. He did promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He did promise that when it seems like I have to run away for a second and crawl up next to by myself and say, the storm is getting real rough right now. The storm is getting tired. I'm getting tired. He said, I'm with you always. When he was in the storm, when the disciples were in the storm and the ship, guess where Jesus was? He was with them. Guess where Jesus was? He was with him. And one thing I heard a preacher say one time is I thought it was pretty good. He said, during the storm, what was Jesus doing? He was sleeping. Why? Because he wasn't worried about it. Because he was in the boat with him. Because he was in the boat with him. The disciples knew where to go when they got rough. They knew where to go when things got rough. You have to remember his promise, and his promise is he will never leave you. You have to run to his presence. You have to remember his promise. Number three, you have to remember his power. The same God that parted the Red Sea, the same God that raised raised a dead man to walk again, the same God that caused blind eyes to see, is the same God who you're resting in as a Christian, is the same God that in the middle of your storm, in the middle of your valley, when you're going up the mountaintop, when it seems like you can't see anything else, it's the same God that rose from death. The same God, that you're with. John chapter number 11, verse number 43, he raised a dead man. Luke 8, 24, he calmed a storm. John 9, 7, he called his blind eyes to see. And that same God is the one that you're with, the same God that hung on the cross. The same God that sent his son to hang on the cross, same God that sent his son to die for our sins. It's the same God that you're with. Remember, I'm going to tell you today, I'm done already. Just remember, you got to run to his presence. You got to remember his promise. But you also got to remember his power. I want to tell you today, if there's anyone here that needs a little peace, if there's anyone here that needs a sliver, just needs a little bit, if there's anyone here that they're in the middle of a storm, they're in the middle of a battle, if there's anyone here that needs just a little peace in their life, I pray and I beg you to run to the altar, run to God. Run to God. Remember his promise that he'll never leave us. And remember his power. Thank you. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for all you gave us, Lord. Lord, I pray if there's anyone here tonight, Lord, that needs a little peace, God. If there's anyone here that needs you in their life right now, God. God, I pray they can run to you and they know that they can run to you. Lord, I pray if there's anyone here that's not saved, Lord, that they can be saved today, Lord. I pray you put them under Holy Ghost conviction. I pray for the rest of the service. I pray you have your will and way throughout the day. In Jesus' name, amen.